A therapeutic horse riding group has moved into their new, permanent home in Maple Ridge. Six horses with the North Fraser Therapeutic Riding Association, which provides horse riding therapy for children and adults with diverse abilities, were moved into their new paddocks on the historic Hampton property, at 128th Avenue and 210th Street, now owned by Andrew Gluck and his family, with Honeybee Center. "Super excited for today," said Julie Matigiou, program and general manager with the association, who noted the wait to move into their new digs felt like forever. "Now it feels like home," she said as she watched the horses acclimatize to their new environment. Some of the benefits the horses will now be able to enjoy will be staying out all day in the new paddocks, and a pasture to play in. NFTRA was founded in the early 1970s by Tilly Muller and a group of dedicated friends who recognized the transformative power of equine therapy. What initially began in Tilly's backyard with two donkeys grew into a professional therapeutic equine program for children and adults who have physical, mental, emotional, and/or social challenges. Movements of a horse helps riders exercise underused muscles. They improve their core strength, balance, and mobility. Therapy also fosters social connection, builds self-confidence, and enhances emotional well-being. The search for a new home began in August of last year, when the 17-acre property the riding center had leased for a decade was sold. Owners of the Maple Ridge Equi Sports Center then stepped in with a temporary home, as the association could find no suitable leasing options in such a limited time. And it was during this time that Khan learned the Hampton Farm was being sold and they met Gluck, who expressed interest in having the NFTRA build a permanent home on the farm. Matigiou is hoped to be able to get going on new shelters for the paddocks so the horses can stay outside rain or shine. For the time being they will have to be brought back and forth from the adjacent barn. "It's pretty exciting to be down here," said Gay Khan, who shares the association's general manager title with Matigiou. "For a long time it felt like, are we going to make it, are we going to be able to put it together," added Khan, thanking volunteers and supporters for their hard work, including Annette and Glenn Fox who donated the yellow cedar boards for fencing, and Brian from Whiskey Barrel Fencing who donated labor and equipment to pound in the fence posts. "Two more horses will be joining these six," Matigiou said, arriving on July 21 and 31. "And prep work for the new arena will be taking place around this time as well." The arena, where all of the programs for the association will be taking place, will be covered by a large canopy. Matigiou is hoping construction will be finished when programs are scheduled to begin in September. For now she is just thrilled to have the horses in their new home. "It's been a long time in the works and it's just nice to see them here and know they are already grazing and settled," said Matigiou. "Currently there is a fundraiser underway to build an arena and help pay for the work done at the new location. The goal of the GoFundMe is $150,000. As of Monday, July 14, $7,581 had been raised. To donate go to https://www.gofundme.com/f/m6nnvc